Hello.
Hi, my name is Joyce, and I was giving you a return call from customer support. How can I assist you today?
Hi, what kind of company is this?
This is a third-party call center that you're connected with. We do act as customer service for multiple companies and products, which happen to be online merchants and vendors.
Yeah, but somebody tried to charge me $116 right now.
All righty, can I start out by getting your zip code to see if I can locate you in my system?
10461.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what would be your first and last name, please?
Danny.
The last name, please?
Acevedo.
Spell that for me.
Acevedo.
Thank you for that information, sir. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
Nah, I want to verify my shipping address.
Well, sir, I did locate an account for you in my system, but for me to release any information about what you're being billed for, I still have to verify that I'm releasing information, which is personal, to the correct
1635 Jarvis
Avenue. All righty, sir. Well, I do see back on December the 24th, you pay the shipping and handling for the male enhancement products of the Vigo Light Hemp Gummies, the Vigo Light Testosterone Builder, and the two vibrator rings that went along with that. You paid $43.95 shipping and handling to receive the products. The products themselves were in a trial period, a 7-day trial period, which actually started the date you placed the order. And when you did not cancel within that time frame, then they billed you.
Yeah, but you know, wait. I ordered that like a couple of days ago, and I still haven't received it. And honestly, I'm not going to be paying $116. I never said, it never even said trial thing. It just said, get your free bottle now. You have to pay six something. And then it tricked me. I have to pay another seven something and then another 20 something. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
It's bottled. They're in a trial period, sir.
That's I still haven't received it. And
you haven't?
So I want to cancel that. I could take that back, charging me $160.
Give me one second to see if when you would receive these products.
I don't even want it. Because that didn't say nothing on the promotion or nothing.
Well, sir, it does say that the products were delivered to you as of yesterday. They were placed in the mailbox at the address that you provided above.
I check my mailbox every day, and I not received anything.
Okay, well, it just states that they were delivered by the U.S. Postal Service, and they were placed in the mailbox at the address that you provided.
Well, yeah, I got to take it up with them, because honestly, I haven't received nothing. And I just moved there, so.
Well, that's fine, sir. I'll be more than happy to go ahead and cancel you out of this. That cancellation on that will take effect immediately. Give me one moment, please.
Thank you.
Alrighty, sir. I was able to cancel that order for you. The cancellation did take effect immediately, and I do have your cancellation number available. Please let me know when you're ready to write that down.
Okay, and quick question.
Yes.
That was before the rings and everything. I had tried to purchase it the first time a couple of days before that.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to purchase that. That was my second time trying to purchase it, and I still haven't even got nothing.
Now, if you still want the products, I can have them reshipped to you at no cost to you if you'd like.
If there's no cost, no problem. But if they're not going to charge me, just forget about that. What's the cancellation fee? Cancellation?
That cancellation number will be as follows. That is C as in Charlie, D as in David, E as in Edward, 979. C as in Charlie, the number 0, F as in Frank, the number 2, and D as in David.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, nothing else. I appreciate you.
I do thank you for calling customer support, sir. And please have a very good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.